Ice, ice, baby.
Dun, 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 dun.
Too cold.
It wasn't that cold, but I was wearing like a sweater and a coat. So
that was so weird when he peppered that in there, Craig. I can't tell you.
Which thing?
The smile spread faster than COVID. I was like, yeah. Why would you say that? And why are you wrapped in an American flag while you're doing it? Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah.
You're making me feel icky, Ice. Yeah, really, my only regret is, had I known that there was, you know, that our seats were a giant metal bench and not actual seats.
Yeah, we should have moved over one more section.
I definitely would have springing for the seats next time, now that I understand the layout.
Yeah, next time we spend the extra $5 or whatever it was.
Yep,
and move over one more section to get a contoured seat. Because, man, that cold wooden bench, my butt was so cold and hard. And I was like, oh, my butt muscles hurt. They're cold. I need to stand up for a while just to stand. Like, oh, man, it's brutal.
It wasn't comfortable, that's for sure.
I thought your biggest regret was not getting blueberry something-somethings.
Yeah, that was up there. Yeah, the Huckleberry Diner with their blueberry chili and cheese dog.
Mm. Yeah.
Nah, it was probably delicious. I just ended up eating the halushki and just ruined everything for me.
Zartok was in there for the win, by the way.
Oh. Nope.
Yeah.
So, Ray, I went and bought this birch beer mug while we were there.
Okay.
Ian didn't warn me that the company who makes this beverage is terrible.
We were already there when I saw what they made. I couldn't say in front of the guy, this sucks.
Oh,
Craig.
Did you look up the Fat Albert sketch?
Oh, crap. Hold on. I got to do it now.
I haven't looked it up either. So, anyway, I get this birch beer. And you're like, oh, do you want it to come in, you know, this year's commemorative mug? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Right? So I get this nice frosted mug. I'm like, well, that's exciting. I like a frosted mug, you know, for my birch beer. That's good. Birch beer is incredibly mediocre. The frosted mug has on it the General Lee. I'm like, there are still people printing the General Lee on things in 2023? And we're not in the South. Like, I get it that, you know, Bloomsburg is the sticks. But smokes. And then I also had to then smuggle this mug in my coat pocket because there was no glass allowed in the grandstand area. So I had to like hide it in my coat pocket so that the luckily they didn't pat anybody down going into the grandstand.
No, but you can't have that because they don't want anybody throwing their glass mug at Vanilla Ice.
He kept throwing bottles of water everywhere himself. So
Samurai is correct, by the way. It is because it is Pennsylvania.
That part of the country, you're not wrong. Yeah. But that was very strange.
I can't even find it, Craig. I thought I could find it.
Yeah.
What's it? Fat Albert and Frankenstein? Is that what he was talking about?
Yes, that is what. I am impressed you remembered that.
Me too. That was a struggle.
Yeah, so while I'm trying to order this birch beer, the lady who's pouring the birch beer is like a first day bartender who's never seen a tap before. Mm. She must have poured 7 gallons of birch beer into the drain to fill up my like 10 ounce mug. It was unbelievable. So we're just standing there and I'm just watching her pour it into the drain and pour it into the drain and pour it. And the guy, there's like 6 people working this booth, by the way. I'm the only person getting a drink. And they're just going on, and this the one dude, I don't know, he seems to be not, you know, not insane. He seemed crazy. And he's just going on and on about this. Was it a Bill Cosby sketch? Yes.
So it's Bill Cosby doing a sketch about Fat Albert meeting Frankenstein?
Fat Albert meeting Frankenstein. And we're like, what are you talking about? And he's just telling his buddy this story and going on and going on. I'm just staring at this lady pour birch beer down the drain. And E is just trying to, like, fascinated by this guy telling this story.
Barely keeping it together at this point.
Like, I look over at E and he's barely holding his head together because he's like, E just wants to explode. I'll be like, what's going on? Because it was the weirdest thing.
Oh, I just cannot find it on the internet now. But if anybody knows where I can find some Bill Cosby as Fat Albert meeting Frankenstein, apparently I need to have this in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. This guy claimed it was a thing. He said we could find it on the internet. I've never heard or seen this thing, but, you know. Samurai can't find it. I don't know. Maybe it must not exist. Maybe he made the whole thing up.
Some sort of secret code on the dark web.
It's, you know, the B-side of some, you know, vinyl album somewhere. that never was moved anything on digital. It's still just on vinyl. But besides that show, Ray, the show was real good.
Nice.
Yeah, it really was.
You know, the fact that, you know, Tone Loc couldn't sing when he was young, he really can't sing now. He had some other dude who sang like 90% of the words to his songs. Yeah. And then, like, he would just chime in with the
audience. And then we, the audience, sang the other 10%.
Yeah, so, you know, be like, you know, rapping, 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 and then Tone Loc would go, you know, Funky Cole Medina, you know. So he couldn't really sing. However, Color Me Bad sounded exactly like they did back in the day. They sounded fantastic. Kid and Play did more of a comedy show than an actual music show. And, like, for some reason, there was a rap battle going on between Kid and or Play. And the audience was supposed to decide, and it was a comedy routine. It was very bizarre. But, you know, I enjoyed the show. Like, all the minor acts did, like, what, Ian, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
And then, what Ice do, maybe? 40? 45?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably, because he did a couple rap rock songs.
Yep.
Then he teased Rap Rock Ice Ice Baby, but then pulled it back and did Ninja Turtle rap.
Yeah, and he had some dude dressed up as, like, Michelangelo.
As Michelangelo came out. Yep, Michelangelo came out in a full adult Michelangelo, yep, dancing around to the Teenage Mutant Ninja song. Then people started rushing the stage, and then there was a man in a giant inflatable polar bear suit.
There was, and yes.
There were two, like, 10-year-olds in luchador masks doing tricks. It was really bizarre. And then, you know, he did play that funky music, and then Ice Ice Baby, and then...
Oh, wait, Ray, can you guess what his closing song was?
Ray can guess.
I should be able to, because I believe Ian told me.
Oh, no, you can't. Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
But I don't remember.
Ray and I've met before.
But he finishes his entire show with No Woman, No Cry.
Yeah, a whole bunch of Bob Marley at the end.
Oh, like, you said, yeah, you did say Bob Marley. I didn't know the song.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm like, when did in my life did I ever expect to hear Vanilla Ice singing me a Bob Marley tune? I'm like, what is going on? But yeah, somebody handed him a flag halfway through his set, and he wore it, and then he kept, and he was wearing like a leather leathery jacket, but he put the flag over, and then he just kept dousing himself with water and then pitching water bottles out into the audience. And so he was like all wet, wearing a flag, doing, like, weird stuff.
He went on this awesome old man rant about how, darn kids these days, they don't want to engage, they don't want to have fun, they're just addicted to their screens. And I was like, oh,
When we were kids, we went outside and we liked it. These kids now always staring at the screens with the face monkey and the whatever. He's like, everybody here, they should have had what was the thing before Facebook?
MySpace.
It's like, everyone here, shout if you had a MySpace account. But in any case, I'd see it again. It was much better than Cats.
It was.
I mean, nobody's wrong there. Yeah. Anyways, there's the catch up of the concert. Let's roll this.
Beautiful bean footage.
Yeah. All right. True Believers, welcome to the 398th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, where we'll only be talking about Vanilla Ice's show. That is it. Hour-long, just critiques of the Vanilla Ice show.
Song-by-song review.
I think we just pretty much did.
I don't know. Young MC played a lot of things that weren't
his own
his
music?
Song.
Yeah, he played a lot of other random music. Oh, Ian, we forgot to... Did you tell Ray the best part?
No, I forgot to tell him the best part,
honestly.
Oh, my
God. Here's the best part.
Can't wait.
The best part. So prior to the show actually starting, you know, there's some DJ playing random music, right? And he's playing stuff, and it's all good. And he, you know, he shouts at the audience once in a while, trying to get him. They get into the end of his spiel, and they're like, hey, you know, I just want everyone, does anyone know, you know, who I am? And everyone's like, no, of course we don't know who you are. You're just some random DJ guy, right? This other guy comes out and says, all right, you all need to know who this guy is. And we're like, do we really need to know who this guy is? He's like, yeah, you need to know who this guy is. He's like, does everybody here remember Salt-N-Pepa? We're like, Of course we all remember Salt and Pepper. He's like, does everybody here remember Spinderella? We're like, yes, of course we all remember Spinderella. They're like, well, this guy up here, don't you forget, this here is Spinderella's brother. Like, this was like a 5-minute discussion to get us to the fact that this guy was really... And then they told us 3 or 4 times that this guy was Spinderella's brother and that we shouldn't, you know, be excited about this. And we're like, what? And like, that's the one key thing to remember about this concert. That guy up there, Spinderella's brother. Now, it was hilarious.
Now, I know, but right. I still say that Overlord is correct with the question, wait, who's Spinderella?
I know. Hey, now. She's a legend.
She was Salt and Pepper's DJ.
Yeah. And her brother is on tour with the I Love the 90s show. And, you know, at one point, Kid and Play made comment how they had flown in from California to do this show. They did like 14 minutes. They flew them in from California to nowhere, to freaking Bloomsburg, for like 14 minutes of stage time.
Maybe it's very lucrative.
It better be.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. All right, let's move on. So I got Ray, I got Ian here. Oh. We're still recovering from the Bloomsburg show, but, you know, they're all here. Huh. This is the week of 9/27 going into October already, kids. Holy smokes. In your 7-day 4-star crash! Out of Titans. Monday, you had the ever-so-amazing Disco Dazzler, who is going to be my first 6-star character, going up against Rocket and or Groot. I know I can't make her a 6-star, but I'm going to make her a 5-star. Did you guys Dazzler?
I don't think I tried yet.
I definitely did, and it was super easy, surprisingly.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't know what my Dazzler's all about. Oh, 4-4-4. I'm optimistic.
Yeah, you can probably do it. I mean, Rock and Groot, the only thing that really hurts you is they start off with other strike tiles. Other than that, it's not all that dangerous. But, Dazzler, okay. You fire her powers. I forget what the order is, which one's which. But you fire off the one
then,
where she's...
Red then green or green then red. Or,
yeah. You fire off the one where she, like, shakes her hip, and then you fire off the other one where she blinds you with light, and there you go.
Right on.
Her hips don't lie.
I'll give it a post-show effort.
Coming up number next on Monday, you have Kurt Wagner, the Nightcrawler, going up against Professor X and somebody else.
Nice.
In the storyland, well, last I checked, the only thing that was listed in my stories was Venom Bomb. Did something else pop in there? There's not a team event that tomorrow, is there? That I'm unaware of?
I'm also unaware of that.
Oh, okay. Now there is the meeting. It's just popped in. So Venom Bomb will get you Psylocke, Polaris, some Carnage Miles. Placement is Penny Parker and some Killmonger. And then the next event will get you Sentry, your Penny, and your Killmonger. And then the placement there is Eddie Torch and some Armor Wars Vulture. In the PvP world, it's now the Power, Power, Power Wheels, Wheels, Wheels Tour. That'll get you Punisher, Bullseye, and again, Penny Parker. Stars and Strikes running now get you America and Arcade. Placement is Morbius and Carol the Hedgehog. In the news, well, the only thing important is Ian and I went to this concert. Pretty sweet. No. All right. Two major things. Let's talk about first the new feature, Live with 287. We'll get the champions in a minute, but there's now a search feature. In there is a QOL update. You can search by, you know, like the if you put by black, it will show any character with black in the name, or modern will show all characters that are modern. So you can search your roster by character name or sub name. You can also search by affiliations and ability descriptions by enabling those in the filters. So you can search for like gamma characters. Gamma characters? Lisa needs braces. So... That's kind of cool, because sometimes it's hard to keep scrolling through to find the person that you know.
Yeah, absolutely. That'll definitely get used.
Yeah. And then you really want to talk about these boost slots? That happened with the same team slots, but we never covered this. Right? That was the same update?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, increase. Yeah,
we never covered this. So when they increased the amount of team save slots you could have from 6 until 12... They also increased the boost counts from 30 to 99, And I like this one. They increased the max shard count from 9,999 to you can have yourself 99,999 shards. That's a lot of shards.
Yeah. What are you doing at that point?
Yeah, I don't know. But we missed that earlier, so I'm going to throw that one out there. And then the big shebang everybody's all abuzz about is Champions 2.0. And, we're still trying to figure this out because we're idiots and it's complicated. So what it seems to be the case is you take your champion character of star level X, right? You merge that with another character of the same type. They have to be what? At least maxed, right?
Yeah, they have to be max level, but can still be non-champed if they're max level non-champed.
Right. This lets you ascend the first character, moving them up to the next star level. But this is called binding. And then you can continue to level up that character with covers as per normal. The big reminder is if you take your 2-star and promote it into a 3-star, you can no longer use it in the 2-star nodes. And, you know, so on and so on. So keep that in mind. Here's my big question. Who's going to be the first person on the forums to post a 5-star Bagman?
I can't believe it hasn't happened already.
I haven't checked, but maybe it has. Somebody out there is going to do that.
Yeah.
So one thing that was pointed out to me was that if you have your max champed character, and as your binding character, you use a championed character, your new ascended character gets levels corresponding to the number of champion levels that the second one had. I don't know if that made sense to anyone. But so if you have you have your max champed 3-star, you're ascending it to be a 4-star, and you have a midland champed, 3-star of the same character, all those champ levels that they have will translate into ascended levels for your new ascended character.
Samurai reminds me that we didn't mention this, that there is a limited number of characters who can be ascended, and Bagman's not on that list.
All right.
So no one's done it yet. And 1-stars, did they add any 1-stars yet? I think originally they made a comment that 1-stars were not.
Yeah, Iron Man, Spider-Man, and Storm 1-stars are on the list.
No Venom? Garbage is that. And no Juggernaut, that's the one you're going to want.
I'm really curious how they picked this list. It seems like that, it was specific people. Like Iron Man Model 35, Iron Man Model 40, and Iron Man Hulkbuster on the list. Like, so they included all the Iron Men, right? So it seems like there's a certain number of characters that are included in the list, and they included all the different versions of those. I don't know.
Sure, but then you get to like dumb people like Reptile. What? Why do I want to make my Reptile 5-star?
I imagine because it was really easy to do. I don't know why they picked like Pock, North Star.
Crisis.
What? Why?
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that some way to try to make North Star be slightly less terrible? I don't know. Yeah. If you can make a 5-star, Juggernaut with his super cheap powers, curious to see how that hits.
Right.
But, man, we still long for the days of the old Venom. Can you imagine having characters put all those web tiles out and having a Venom who could actually take some hits to keep getting enough people just to squash people into death?
Just destroy everyone? Oh, yeah, no, that's God. That's why they fixed it. We'll call it fixed.
We'll call it broke.
You broke it. They fixed it.
I still miss the old Venom.
I know.
I know you anyway, say that. So, did you ever use that power? Did you ever?
I did it once or twice just to see make it happen.
Okay.
Kind of like when you accidentally pull off the Gamora insta-kill, right? I've done that just to have done it. So I know I used Venom just to have done it. But, it was not something I used very often. So there's the list. Read the forum post. There's a whole lots of words and things in there. There's a chart on the Ascension tree about how, what goes to what. And I hear, there's rewards to be had. So enjoy. Figure it out. Other people can tell us how it really works later because they're smarter than me. Is there anything else in the news, kids?
Do I have to do anything for Champions 2.0 or will it just happen automatically?
You would have to tell a character to ascend if you wish to do that.
Yeah, so you hit the ascend button, and then you have to bind the available character to the ascending character, and then you hit the ascend button again. So it's not something you can just do accidentally.
Okay. I'll look more into it.
What? Dazzler's not even on that list? That's garbage.
What's that?
You said Dazzler's not on the list.
No.
Right. We were just discussing that. That's why you don't put Dazzler and Reptil and Northstar on the list.
Well, they put Reptil and Puck and stuff on the list. Where's my Dazzler?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a better one's coming. Gertrude? They don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, Gert's on there? Like, man.
A-Force Dazzler's on the way.
Ooh, I'd be down with that.
I know.
All right, nothing else in the news? We're here to move on?
Sure.
Oh, no, so yeah, there you go. 3-5 Dazzler is incoming.
They would never be that nice to me ever again.
Nope, absolutely. It's going to be the 3-star Spider Dazzler and then the 5-star Symbiote Dazzler.
Jesus.
Oh, that seems, I haven't tried anything like that before. I think it'll work.
Yeah.
Got to take a chance every now and again.
Sure.
Man, it's happening, Craig.
So sad if that
get happened. On board.
So sad. All right, let's move on to Xandar then.
Oh my goodness, what's up?
So this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, the gang gets nachos.
All right, let's talk about Elektra, the woman without fear, that 5-star character. Let's see what happens when we use Elektra. We've got the Audible Sigh, 9 red AP. Stun target for one turn and create a 2-turn red countdown tile that deals 3,026 damage. As that levels up, at max level, you will be doing a 2-turn stun and dealing 20,851 damage. Shadow Dance is 6 yellow AP. Elektra converts 3 random basic yellow tiles into trap tiles when Elektra or her allies would take damage, and there is a trap tile on the board, the damage is reduced by 25% and a trap tile is destroyed, generating AP and dealing 1,254 damage. As that levels up, damage is reduced by 50%, and a trap tile deals 8,688 damage when destroyed. Lastly, Queen of Strategy, 10 purple AP. Choose the type of enemy tile Elektra is targeting next. Attack, strike, protect. Steal 1 tile of that type and increase its strength by 17. Queen of Strategy will target that type until used again. Defaults to strike. And there's a passive component. Elektra knows what her enemies are about to do. When an enemy creates tiles of the chosen type, Elektra steals 1 of those tiles. And as this levels up, she steals 3 of those tiles, increasing their strength by 31. When an enemy creates a tile of the chosen type, reduce the strength of the remaining tiles by 22. Strength 126 and reducing them by 86. So that's of note. It's expensive, though. Ray, you look like someone who has Elektra championed.
This is true.
Know anything about this character?
Yeah, I use her all the time.
Oh, really?
She is part of my defense team on PvP.
Hmm.
Because the AI can't screw it up.
Nice.
Yeah, her red and yellow are amazing. The yellow ability to knock down taking damage and then inflict damage on the enemy team. And then the stun on red, which then turns into damage in a couple turns. Yeah, I really enjoy using her. She's also not bad against the whole Polaris Beta Ray Bill team if you can get her purple charged in order to swap from strike to shield tiles.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
She really helps out with that. I use her with Crystal for healing and Scarlet Witch to keep the damage down to begin with.
Nice.
It's a pretty good defensive team because it's super annoying. Like, it's annoying to play against, so people will see it and just skip you.
That's a legit strategy. Yeah. I appreciate that.
So, yeah, I 5-5-3 all day long. And I think I got that from the internet, actually. So
I agree. That 10's a little expensive.
Yeah. And for the most part, taking on the enemy strike tiles is where you want to be anyway. So that's her default.
Right. Right, because you got to get that, red stun to 2-turn, and red stun. How that excites me. Makes no sense. there any other red stuns?
I think so. Yeah.
Colossal Punch. If you have enough of, the correct type, if you're in front or have the right type of AP, Colossal Punch stuns for like a turn.
Yeah,
or
there's
two.
A couple few out there, but
yeah. Well, that's cool. All right. Well, there you go. Electra, the woman without fear. That's what Sunny and Zand are.
All right. Moving on then. Acting, thank you.
Ha.
Ian, who we got?
Well, this week we have none other than Denzel Washington. Would you like to get us started, Craig?
I don't, but I will. So I you know, poked around the interwebs for a while. Eventually stumbled across something which I think they decided to go with. This is a Black Panther villain. Let me see if I can get this pronounced right. Called Achebe.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's Achebe, who's a, you know, some genius political strategist, something guy. He's fairly new. He came out in Black Panther 3 in 1999. So not an old character, really. The best part is his notable alias is Bob. I mean, you know, if you got a villain whose alias is just Bob. At one point, he was empowered by Mephisto. He's a manipulator, an anarchist, a schemer. And apparently at one point had done some kind of overthrow, I believe, in Wakanda and was king for a little bit.
Huh. All right. I'm not going to give you too much sass because I also went with a character that is obscure.
I put the picture in the chat. I think I could see Denzel wearing that outfit.
Wow.
You know.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, we've lost Ian.
Yeah, apparently.
Now there you go.
He's back.
Yeah.
All right, what did you have, Ray?
So my pick, and again, this is really, really difficult. I thought Denzel would be easy. I was wrong. I eventually just went with the idea that I wanted a Denzel character that reminded me of him in Man on Fire. So I was looking for somebody who was able to be cruel and sadistic and yet kind-hearted and at the same time, maybe kind of funny now and then. I want him to play an older Bullseye going up against an older Hawkeye, right? I want him to play Bullseye. I think he would be a great fit there.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I could easily say I like that. I would have never thought of that, but I do enjoy it. Well, mine is even more of a stretch, but it's got real-world applications, so hear me out. I would like Denzel as quickly as possible, so I would suggest that we would use him in the upcoming movie as one of the variants of Kang. In case we'll either get an awesome Denzel cameo, or if the MCU needs to pivot away from Jonathan Majors for anything that he may or may not have done, they could make that Kang variant the primary variant and just slide him right into that role and keep that going if you want to keep Kang in the storyline.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that's all going to play out there.
You've made Prandiak's night because he was hoping I was going to say Kang, and then you did.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, that came together well then.
Yeah.
All right. So next week on Acting, thank you. We will be casting Catherine Zeta-Jones in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Thank you to Thespify. Willie, did any mail fall out on the street?
Yes, a little bit. Well, I don't know. Fall on the street. What, doesn't that mean I didn't get it?
I don't know.
We were just assuming you're on strike and unwilling to deliver it, so it just kind of fell out onto the
fell
street.
Out your bag. You know, Newman shoved it into a closed mailbox somewhere. You got a whole truck full of mail.
So what I did get, I can answer that. Over on the D3 forums, TJR author says it is a true injustice that stylish kicks referred to Moe's sporting good miles. Why don't they just call this game Spider-Man and X-Men with a little bit of other Marvel puzzle quest? I think you've already got Craig on your side. For
yeah,
this
Craig
one.
Is way with you.
Yep. Yeah. He also did say, and I had to look this one up, I have three words where it comes to Denzel in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. George Washington Bridge. Now, at first, I was really confused as to what that bridge had to do with anything.
I mean, he's good actor, but I don't think he can play a bridge.
G.W. Bridge is a character in Marvel. He is a member of the Wild Pack, later known as the Six Pack, which was led by Cable.
Cable, yeah.
And after reading the history and stuff of this character, I totally get where he's coming from. And Denzel would pull this off so easily.
Does he have a son that's George H.W. Bridge?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
Man, I answered that without any... So, yeah, there you go. That's T.J. Jawther's suggestion, George Washington Bridge. Interesting character. The only other thing that I was going to mention here was I did have a request last week from our one and only samurai. He said, please tell me that we can get Ian saying, I want to sex you up for the soundboard. So.
I want to sex you up.
There you go.
I got a nice clip of it, you know, from the concert. I got some great videos.
It's not an enthusiastic, I want to sex you up. It's not.
It's the most sad robotic thing I've ever heard. Oh, I'm dead inside, aren't I?
In some ways, I agree. That makes it better.
You can almost do it in the chopper voice.
Oh, man. That was dark.
So, yeah, there you go. That's what was in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Moving on, then. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
And we just want to pump.
You
don't want to sex you up?
We didn't. We did that on Saturday. They sounded great.
They were really excellent. All right. Let me see what's going on. Are we still in the anniversary? No. I want to sex
Absolutely
you up.
Absolutely not.
Sorry, I don't know. Why did that? Sorry, I'm hearing that sound bite, but I'm not playing that sound bite.
I think you can blame Samurai for that.
Okay, good. I was really concerned that something had gone horribly wrong with my computer. well then, we've got some boosted 4 stars. Again, so many, but it must, is it still anniversary time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Colleen Wing, M'Baku is boosted, Clea, Torch Annihilus, Cosmo, Moon Dragon, Silver Samurai, Mr. Negative, and Penny Parker. And in the 5-star zone, Wong, Kang, Magic, Jeffrey Shark, High Evolutionary, Spider Gwenom, Venom Rex, Omega Red, Vulture, and Carnage Miles.
I think they should add a power to Kraven that says he does extra damage to all dinosaur characters.
I'd be into that. Samurai is into you using Kang this week while he is boosted. He seems to be all about it.
That is what the graphic says.
I don't know. I think I'm
going to... Well, that's what you guys said the graphic says. I'm sure it was in there to trip me up, but you guys were generous enough to call it out before the show, so I was prepared.
So I think I'm going to be using Omega Red as much as possible.
Yeah, that guy seems cool.
Ugh. He seems very deadly.
I don't think I have any of the characters in that 5-star list champion. So,
but there you have it. That is the boosted list for this. It's got to be up to date. I feel like Carnage Miles is pretty new, right?
Did you thank our sponsor, Ian?
Is there someone newer?
Oh, did we lose Ian again?
Yeah, it sounds like. I don't know what is actually causing this.
Am I still on the show?
It's very Comcast. Odd.
Am I still here?
Hey, you're back.
Hey. I don't know where you lost me. Bring me back to speed so I can jump back in.
Thanks, yeah. Mystify.
Oh, it's over.
Unless you got more.
No, I didn't even know what we were...
We talked about Kang and you went quiet.
Oh, beans. Sorry, guys. I lost too much. Mystify.
Cheese and crackers.
The cool thing is somehow I'm going to try and work this in so it all still fits in the final product. So.
Sorry, dude.
All right, let's move on then. Ian, hit me with some pop pop.
Oh my goodness gracious!
Great balls of fire. All right.
Yes. So let's talk about a little K-pop and this band. All right, Craig, are you sitting down?
I am.
Lots of people.
Oh, no.
lots of things that we've explored earlier that I don't fully understand. Like, this is one of those groups, but a subgroup of another group. But anyway, WJSN, the formerly 12-piece monstrosity, which has been whittled down to a 10-piece, perfect 10 perfection. They have excellent vocals, awesome choreography. They somehow make the best possible use of all 10 members, and I didn't hate listening to their music one bit. Will I ever go back? Unlikely, but that first time through, I would give them one thumb up.
I mean, can we get somebody to like go to Korea, though, and explain to record producers there that five is your max. You can't ever have more than five. Stop putting more than five in a band. Like, stop it. You're not Earth, Wind, and Fire. You can't have 37 members.
Yes, you can. They were great.
Sorry, go ahead.
All right. Nope, that's all right. We'll just ease right into pop. And I know when everybody else gets antsy about their fall flavors, for some reason everybody thinks pumpkin spice. I just want to let you know that they are wrong. My version of fall flavor is here, and I am back into the cranberry Canada Dry ginger ale. Can't get enough of that delicious beverage, let me tell you.
Would you like some Big Ben's blonde birch beer?
You bet I would not. That company is the only company that can manage to make sarsaparilla that I don't enjoy.
And the birch beer was not good either.
Ugh, sorry, dude. Yeah. Our first attempt at the fair, at least food-wise, did not go the way I'd hoped.
No.
At least the show was okay.
Yeah. I mean, my food was okay, but it wasn't, you know, anything special.
Yeah, you said that the brisket was like ho-hum. Yeah, my halushki had spent too long in the crock pot, and it just ate heavy, and I was like, meh, this ruins everything. Yeah. I'm out.
All right, then thank you to Magnified.
Magnified.
Ian, you have Steam open.
You betcha.
Are you going to open something?
Well, it was still loading. Oh.
So no.
Well, you know, it's opening. And then all these things happen, and I'm going to close some windows, collect some prizes, remember where they keep these tokens. Hey, there we go. Let's open one of these and get a much-needed Rocket and or Groot. Welcome to the team.
I said welcome to the show. Ray, you just told us doing one?
No, I need Vulture and Rex, and I want to get Omega Red as high as, you know, they'll let me. So I'm thinking like 11. I think I'm okay. Doing...
Well, it turns out I only have one, so I'm just going to open it.
Oh,
how bad
that is a force. I don't know. Mockingbird. Bombshell.
Nice.
Okey-doke. All right, let's see how this goes. It starts off with a bang. I got a Venomsaurus Rex, Symbiote Slam. and then I got 100 bonus shards for my Penny Parker. Nice. Number two, well, okay, it's a purple.
Jeez.
Nice.
Venomsaurus Rex Symbiote Slam.
Nice.
I think I'm going to be maxing out his green early. Okay, number three, we're on to four stars. It's a Valkyrie. Number four is a Thanos. Keep forgetting there's a four-star Thanos. Five is a Luke Cage. Number six is a dupe. Number seven is Agent Coulson. Eight, I have no idea who that was. Namora.
Oh, hey now.
I mean, the worst part is when you first said you got a dupe, I'm like, yeah, but a dupe of who? and I'm like, oh, right, that's that stupid Slimer.
You know, I think this is number nine is a Wasp. Number 10 is... Totally Awesome Hulk. Oh, and I got bonus shards and I clicked past it. I have no idea what it was. And finally, I should have stopped it too. Cloak and Dagger.
Hmm.
So 2 out of 11 is still really good odds.
Not too shabby. So it's, as always, though, shout out to the OG, then, this guy. Ian, what is on the podcast type network that we are a part of?
Let me tell you about the Soon to Be Named Network. You can find us at soontobenamednetwork.com. We work alongside several other excellent podcasts to help fill your listening day. Check us out, the soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Anything else for the Go to the Order?
Early happy birthday to my brother.
Oh!
Yeah!
It's old man getting a year older.
It's a few days off, but, you know, it'll be before the next show, so.
He'll be old.
Right on.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. So that's it then. Everybody, thanks for joining us. Comment suggestions, shoot them at Ray in one of the forums or via email. We always love to hear from everybody and get you into the mailbag. You can go to our Amazon banner, buy yourself something for, I don't know, what's the next holiday? Is there something before Thanksgiving?
Halloween?
Sure, that's a thing.
Yeah, it really is.
I've forgotten now because, it goes straight from summer to Christmas at every store. So, you know, the things in between have gotten all overwritten. Yeah. So buy yourself some Halloween things and then maybe we can get some candy. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, I've got a fever. And the only prescription is more horn. Good night, everybody. Oh,
goodbye, friends.
Good night.
Ruined it.